He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen.
Thank you, George. Father's Day edition of Rosie on the House. Romy, let's get to the caller. Been holding very patiently while we had the intro segment, and let everybody know there is an open line if you'd like to talk through any project at your house, home, castle, or cabin. The toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer could not make it in today, so sweet Miss Nancy Zimbrunnen came in, and she'll take your call, visit with you a few minutes, find out where you're from, how long have you been in Arizona, what pets you have. Oh, I'm kidding. She'll find out what your question is about home improvement, and she'll put you on the line, and we'll take it from there. Romy, let's take this first caller.
And I don't have a name on my screen. From Mesa with a 1,500 square foot home.
Hi.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And
your name? I'm Dolores.
Dolores. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning, Dolores.
Okay. I have a condo. It's 1,550 square feet, and I have cellular.
Uh-oh. Oh. Well, we'll try and get her back. Hang tight.
Poor Dolores.
She has an insulation question about what kind of insulation we would recommend. And I tell you, if Dolores has the time, I would beg her to hang on until the following hour at 10 o'clock when we have
Green ID
coming, talking. And he is the insulation home energy expert, insulation expert. And we could talk our way through. I definitely have my ideas.
Well, hopefully we got her number, and we'll call her back in the next hour.
We'll have David run that by. So gift ideas that'll knock your dad's socks off. Have you ever heard of an infrared non-contact thermometer gun?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You can pick them up at O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're under $50. And
they are more fun than a barrel of monkeys.
Mine is in my truck all the time. I just carry it with me everywhere as I go.
Well, mine was in my truck until a couple of days ago when I introduced it to Nancy on our little month-long trip, and she was zapping everything in sight to see what the surface temperature was. She brought it into the house the other day, and she was checking different areas in the ceiling,
yeah,
and the exterior walls, interior walls. It's a hoot.
A friend of mine who also rides horses, we were trailering to go ride with them, and we stopped for fuel, and his wife got out with one and was shooting the tire temperatures just to verify.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they double check their tire inflation. If one's hotter than the other, they go in and check it. So there's a million different uses for these things.
Yeah.
I use them all the time at customers' houses to try and find leaks and drafts. We used it at our house to actually select which building material we were going to use for our back patio pavers, because we bought four or five samples of four or five different types of paving material, set them out there in the sun right in the middle of last summer, and just shot the surfaces and decided, hey, there's the one that's staying the coolest.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one
we're gonna
I want to go with.
That's right.
So these are really, really handy little tools. They're infrared non-contact thermometer guns. They just fit in your palm. There's a trigger, and an infrared light, laser light, goes out to whatever surface you're trying to take the temperature of. I have no idea how it works, but you point, pull the trigger, wherever that red dot shows up, the temperature of that surface shows up on a little screen back in the device in your hands.
Go figure. I'd have no idea either.
I don't either.
But I know that yesterday afternoon at about 4 o'clock, the surface temperature of my pickup was 174.
The temperature of my steering wheel was 146.
Was it really? So we do have fun with our little tools.
Ow, that hurt.
Ouch.
Let's bring Dolores back into the conversation. She has a 1,500 square foot home that she'd like to talk about the insulation. Miss Dolores, I apologize. My big fat fingers got in the way with all the buttons here.
Or maybe mine did. Who knows?
Okay.
Anyway, I have cellulose insulation in my attic, and I can see the rafters now, and I want to add insulation. I don't know if I should go with the same kind or if I should go with fiberglass.
Well, let me ask you this. in your 1,500 square foot home, are you a year round resident?
I will be.
Okay, good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And have you lived through a summer in this home yet?
No, I usually go away for the summer.
Okay.
And I did just get a new air conditioner in 2 weeks ago.
Okay, very good, very good. Did that air conditioning contractor do a load calculation on the house at all? Or did they just looked at what you had and replaced it with one of like size and flavor?
Correct.
Okay, all right. I'm going to tell you that you may want to take a look at getting a whole house energy audit done before you do anything else. Do you have any west or south-facing windows?
I have them from the west.
Okay. Are they covered with shade from landscaping or sunscreen?
A little of both.
Okay. When we get back, I'm going to finish talking you through all the things to consider. And we could talk insulation. If you can see the top of your rafters, we'll probably add a little. But it may not be the place we start. Stay tuned. We'll talk Dolores through her condo.
House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.